A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Good morning, welcome. Beautiful morning in Johannesburg. We've actually had wonderful weather. It did rain during the weekend, but we did need that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. I've got quite a few controversial subjects to talk about today. But we start off as usual, unfortunately, those who passed away during the past week. There was Julius Rostovsky, Barney Hurwitz, I'll come back to that in a moment, Dr. Bentley Phillips, Boris Kaplan, Margaret Cohen, Solomon Nathan Stein, Harry Lutz, Nathan Chazen, and Dean Ligeter. So I want to wish the respective families Chaim Tovim Rukim a long life, and may they have no further sorrow. Now, I mentioned Barney Hurwitz. I'm sure many of you know Barney Hurwitz was the founder of that Clinic Holdings, which then he sold about 20 years ago to Netcare. He started off as a pharmacist in Bree Street in Newtown. His pharmacy, I remember, was called High Bree Pharmacy. And then he branched out and he bought the Mill Park Clinic, which originally was a rehabilitation clinic for the workmen's compensation and also for the soldiers who came back from the Second World War. He took that over, he developed it, and then, of course, he branched out, and the rest is all history. Clinics like, for example, Rosebank, the Rand Clinic, well, all over, and eventually when Netcare took over about 20 years ago, as I said, they also then took over the Linksfield Clinic, Sunnyside, Sunninghill Clinic, etc. So he also was very involved with his son-in-law, I remember, Mr. Roffey, with the Courtly Hotel. Remember that just at the bottom of Harrow Road for many years, it was a kosher hotel as well. And really, he played a very important part in the community. He was a member of the Greenside Shore for over 50 years. Now, on a very happy note, it's going to be this coming Sunday. I will mention it again on Friday morning. I want to wish Sybil Brower a happy 89th birthday. She's the sister of Nettie Sachs. I'm sure many of you know Nettie writes poems. We often read them out for her. And it'll be taking place Sunday 29th at the Sandringham Gardens. And I hope to have some more lists by the weekend. I have asked for the birthday list from Sandringham and also from our parents' home. Now, the yahrzeits for this week. Today, the 4th of Cheshvan, Rebbe Arya Ze'ev Gervitz, 1906 to 1982, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, that's in England. The 7th of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, 1860 to 1930, the Rav and Rosh Yeshiva of Tel's Yeshiva, and also on the 7th, Rebbe Yehuda Meyer Shapiro, 1887 to 1934, the Rav of Lublin, the founder of Dof Yomi, which is studied throughout the Jewish world today. And now I'm going to talk about, in a few moments, the wonderful concert that's going to take place in Australia with Oshi Tuchenhaft. I mentioned it last week. I played a few excerpts from his CD, which I'll do again today, because there's been so much publicity, and everybody, all the expats in Australia, are looking forward to it, because not only is he going to perform in Sydney, it's also going to Melbourne, it's also going to be performed in Perth. But I'll give a few more details about that later. And I just want to now revert to the politics of South Africa, and this is my own personal opinion. It's not the opinion of anyone else except myself. And I want to refer, first of all, the new board of the SABC. And I'm really, really pleased to know that two Jewish gentlemen have been appointed to the board. The one is very well known, and that's Mr. Markowitz and the other, and Mr. Matteson. The one, it's Michael Markowitz and John Matteson. I'll give you a few more details about that in a moment, and then I'm also going to refer about another wonderful appointment of a very well-known Jewish gentleman, an accountant, a professional, to another very important state board. Now, SABC, you know, I have no problem who presents the news. I have no problem who reads or who the reporters are, as you call them. But I do have a problem is that when they talk about a name of a city or a name of an individual, which is foreign, I do feel that they should practice it before they come on air. You know, it's very, very annoying to hear a name like, for example, say an Italian name, Giacomo Puccini, and it's been pronounced Giacomo Puccini. You know, it just isn't correct. I would really like them to, I don't mind them reading the news, and but come back before you come on air, just practice the name or get someone to tell you how to pronounce the name. We're not all experts in language, but it's so vital because it gives a different connotation when you're giving a report. Now, to get back to the SABC board, as I said, there's going to be the Jewish connection now. And, you know, the SABC has over the past few years been plagued by corruption, bad management, low staff morale, and political interference. And I think you need people of nerves of steel. And these two Jewish board members, Michael Markowitz and John Matteson, certainly have it. Now, I'll just give you a few background to Michael Markowitz. He's had 20 years' experience as an executive and consultant in the media, technology, and the entertainment industry. He helped draft South Africa's new broadcasting legislation in 1993 and served as advisor to the Independent Broadcasting Authority and the Independent Communications Authority, ICASA, from 1999 to 2005. And then we've got John Matteson. He's a well-known journalist. He served as executive editor of the SABC Radio News and was one of the first commissioners of ICASA, was blacklisted by the SABC, by the apartheid government. Then in the early 90s was sidelined while preparing to turn what was a government mouthpiece into an independent institution. Now, I'm sure many of you remember in the days of apartheid, they had what they called his master's voice. I'm sure many of you remember. A gentleman used to come on after the news and give the view of what the government wanted you to know. Now, let's see if any of our listeners remember the name of that particular gentleman. You can text us on 34519. You can call us on 074-654-7335. What was the name of the gentleman when the SABC was controlled by the apartheid government, the nationalist government, who used to be called his master's voice, giving all the news, the views that they, the government, they wanted you to know? We're going to, in a few moments, take a break, and then I'm going to start off, as I said, with the a cut from the CD of Oshie Tukhaba's latest one called Reflections, and then I'll give you some background to the tour which is taking place in Australia. So, we're taking a break, sit back, relax, and then when we come back, then Oshie is going to sing an Italian song called Signor.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome back. We just tuned in. That was Oshie Tuchenhaft singing a track from his album Reflections, Son Yo. Now, I'm talking all about the SABC board and the Jewish connection. We're going to continue now in a few moments, but I just want to give you some details about about the forthcoming tour that Oshie is going to take and arrange in Australia. It's called In the Spirit of Celebration, 60 Voices, Africa to Israel and Beyond. It's a world premiere of a brand new show conceived, created by starring Oshie Tugendhat with the Celebration Singers. 24 international performers and musicians on stage. Musical director Brian Schimmel and introducing Black Yogurt. So it'll be in Australia on the 14th of November in Perth at the Churchlands Auditorium. On the 16th of November in Melbourne at the Caulfield Synagogue. And then on the 19th and 20th of November at Moriah College in Sydney, Australia. Now, for more info, you can go to voicesoshiaustralia.com.au. Repeat that, www.voicesoshiaustralia.com.au. That's the concert that's taking place in Australia with Oshie Tugendhat. Now, just to get back to the what I was talking about, the SABC, you know, this is going to be a challenge for both Michael Markovitz and for John Matheson, because you've got to change the whole outlook, all the corruption. They've got to bring in better financial control, better programming, and better avenues for growth. I'm sure they're going to really contribute and make a very big difference. Now, the other one I wanted to mention, I was going to have him in the studio this morning, but he left for overseas last night, and that is a gentleman who's now been appointed, a Jewish gentleman of well-known repute, of upstanding in this community. I'll give his name in a moment, onto the board of the South African Airways. You know the problems they're having with SAA, all the corruption there and all the bailouts. They just had another 100 million rand from the government. And his name, of course, everybody will know, is Jeff Rothschild. Now, I'm sure many of you know Jeff. He started off with Kessel Feinstein. He was articled there. I know his article to the late Frank Rapson. I'm sure you remember him as well. He was very involved in the Oxford Shul, the choir. He later became the president of the United Hebrew Congregation. Now, Jeff Rothschild then, when he qualified, he joined a stockbroking firm called Frankel, Kruger & Hearn. And I've known Jeff for 40 years. It goes back to the 1970s when he was the accountant there and really was a wonderful person, very, very, very particular in corporate governance. Later on, became very involved with the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. I think he became their director or was very involved in their public relations, communications, etc. And then, of course, after that, he got involved with some other companies doing research. He's now semi-retired. And as I said, he left last night, but he will be in the studio in 2 weeks' time. And when I spoke to him on Sunday just before to find out if he could come in this morning, he said to me there's going to be such a shake-up in the SAA because there has been such corruption and malfunction going on there. It is unbelievable. And he says they've got to bring in very, very, very strict corporate governance because it's basically been always jobs for pals. So we'll come back to that in a moment, and then we'll play another track from Oshie's CD, and this one is called There's a Place.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. We've just received that a rocket alert has gone off in Haifa. As soon as more details are available, I'll keep you informed. Now, to get back to that SABC board, I asked the question earlier, who was the master's voice, his master's voice for the the apartheid government, the nationalist government before 1994? And if you do know, please text 34519. It's not AM von Skur. Someone did send that in. If you do know, who was his master's voice for the government of the day in the 1980s during the apartheid regime? Now, I also want to touch on another subject as well, and that's also the carnage that's taking place on our roads. It's absolutely unbelievable. Yesterday I saw on the news of a bus that overturned in Zululand where four pupils or learners were killed. Such a tragedy. I'll tell you why. Because these young students, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, they leave their houses at about 5 o'clock in the morning and they walk for a couple of kilometers to get the bus to take them to school. And imagine getting on the bus yesterday morning, looking forward to another day in school, and a couple of hours later, they've been killed in a car accident, in a bus crash or whatever it is, a combi. And the reason why I say this is because they've got to take strict action and check that these buses or these combis or whatever you want to call them, taxis, have to have a very strong, strict check. They must go through proper roadworthy checks. And a few months ago, there was also an accident where they found that the brakes had been tied with a piece of string. And then there were all these children that were killed. Remember, I think there was 11 of them. It's really a tragedy. They've got to do a regular check every other, I say, 3 or 4 months or 6 months. You've got the children's lives at risk. And then they also do something else, which is absolutely horrendous, overloading the taxis so they can earn extra money. But what about the lives? They were worth much more than having that extra income. So I wish the government would really introduce very, very strict traffic laws. I believe there is one coming in towards the end of the year where when you have to renew your license after a certain age, you have to go back for a test. I think that's also very vital. It's important because people may not have the same coordination. Their eyesight may not be the same, etc. But the roadworthiness has to be strictly controlled. Possibly there, I may be wrong, I'm talking out of turn maybe, corruption there as well, where you drive in and somebody's given a, what we call a little bit of happiness, spreading happiness, and the next thing you get a roadworthy certificate. Now, I'm still waiting to find out the name of that gentleman, his master's voice. If you do know, text 34519. Or if you've got any comments, you can call us on 074-654-7335. Now, I also want to mention a very important event that took place, I see, last week in Israel as well, where this Bishop of the Zion Christian Church, that's Barnabas Lekanyani, visited Israel. He met with the mayor of Jerusalem, that was Mr. Nir Barkat. He also met with the president of Israel, Mr. Rivlin, and I believe was meeting also the prime minister as well, Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, this is very, very important because the Christian Zionist Church has got the biggest membership in the whole of Africa. It's got over 800 million members. And they're a very, very staunch supporter of the State of Israel. I'd like to know from our listeners, if anybody knows, how they got the name Zion Christian Church, and where they meet in the Popo, they call it Moriah. So you can also text us there, 34519. We're taking ad break. We'll be back in a few moments.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. We're talking all about the Christian Zionist Church with the Bishop Barnabas Netanyahu and his recent visit to Israel. And I put out the question, how did they get the name Zion Christian Church, and also the place where they worship there, the head office is called Moriah, that's in Limpopo. So if you do know, please text 34519. And I think I'm going to give the answer now for that question for the SABC. I wanted to know who was known as his master's voice for the apartheid government, the nationalist government, during the 1970s and 80s, when after the news, he would then give a commentary, and of course, which was the voice of the government, which they wanted you to know. And his name was Cliff Saunders. I'm sure that brings back memories as well. Cliff Saunders, known as his master's voice. And just to give you a few more details again, to remind you about that concert in Australia, because a lot of expats are very, very excited about it. And if you want more details, as I said, you go to www.voicesoshiaustralia.com.au. And you'll be able to get all the details, all the bookings. Tell your friends, tell your relations, your expats. It's really going to be something exceptional, outstanding. There are going to be a celebration of 60 voices, Africa to Israel and beyond. And that takes place from the 14th to the 20th of November in Australia. They'll be in Perth, Melbourne, and in Sydney. Now, I was talking all about the Zion Christian Church, so I'm still waiting if anybody knows how they came to get that name, Zion Christian Church, and the place called Moriah. Now, if you've got anything that you want me to advertise, your function, like, for example, a bar mitzvah, a brit milah, an engagement, a wedding, or a shul function, please feel free to text me 34519, or you can send an email to isaac@chai.co.za. Now, of course, this weekend we have the Shabbos Project, and of course on Thursday night, that's the 27th, we're going to have the Challah Bake at the Norwood Mall. Really, last year was outstanding. I'm sure it proved going to be excellent this year as well. Let's hope the weather holds. Now, just to tell you that tomorrow morning, half of the parking upstairs at the mall will be closed because they're setting up. And on Thursday, there will be no parking upstairs at the Norwood Mall because the preparation for the Challah Bake. Then Friday night, you have the Shabbat, taking place at all the various shuls. Some are going to have some street party, street functions as well. And of course, on the Motzei Shabbat, you have that wonderful concert with the Havdalah, etc. Now, if you any shuls want to advertise now, please text me now and tell me what you are having for your Shabbat project. 34519, and I will give all the details out as well. Now, as I said, the Great Challah Bake, that's Thursday the 26th, Norwood Mall on the rooftop. You can book now. The entry is free. Wear white or something bright. That's what they want you to do. It's not an ordinary Challah Bake. It's a night of unity, festivity, and spirituality. A moment where darkness is banished and light takes center stage. Let's celebrate the night in white. Wear something white or bright and let's unite. That's the Shabbos Project Challah Bake on Thursday evening, the 26th of October at the Norwood Mall. Now, let me know if you want me to advertise your particular shul, what you are doing for the Shabbos Project. You're having a dinner. I know some are having it in their roads, in the streets, closing them off, and promises to be absolutely fantastic. I'm sure, I hope the weather will hold. And then, of course, at Savoy Waverley or Samar Savoy, Santon Shul, Glen Hazel, Sunny Road Campus, Sea Point Marae Shul. They come together for a challah bake. They're going to make Abdallah, and there's going to be a tish. And on Friday night, the Shabbos project, after street dinners under the stars, communal meals with communities united, or intimate Friday night meals. Join them for the experience, the dark tish, an event unlike any other. From 9:30 till late, they'll sing and be inspired together, all in the dark. Come with family, come with friends, come alone, but come together. Friday night, the 27th October, 9:30 p.m., Savoy Waverley or Samar Savoy, Santon Shul, Glen Hazel, Sunny Road Campus, Sea Point, Marae Road Shul. Now, as I said, you want to please tell me about your particular shul, what you're having. Feel free to text me 34519 or call us 074-654-7335. Now, I was talking all about the SABC. I was talking about SAA, and I got a text here, and I think I must read it out. We must be careful. The government are looking for fall guys. In the old days, that's what they did. But I can assure you that Michael Markovitz and Madison, that's John Madison and Jeff Rothschild, are not fall guys. They will see that there is proper corporate governance. I can assure you of that. They're not just going to be the spokesman or do as I do, and etc. That won't happen. So just to wish them lots of hatzlocha and brocha. Not going to be an easy task, but at least, thank God, we got a Jewish presence, and the Jews will contribute and make a big difference. And particularly, as I said, with the SABC, I've got no problem with the presenters, the announcers, the reporters, but as I said earlier, pronunciation. That was important. Not particularly of an English word, but of names and places, which sometimes can be so very annoying when you hear it misread or mispronounced. So if you've got anything else to add, please feel free to text me 34519. Now, we're going to take a break. We're going to play another track from Oshi Tukhanov's a CD called Reflections, and it's called Mama.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome back. That was the cut from the CD Reflections by Oshi Tukhanhaft for his mentioning the tour that's taking place in Australia next month. Now, I've got a texture from a very good friend of mine in England, Hertfordshire, and that is Hilton Tepper, and he says, Isaac, the BBC has a pronunciation unit for that exact purpose, where before you come onto air, they tell you how to pronounce a name of a place, etc. Now, I just want to remind you of Friday morning reflections of the past between 9 and 10, Sunday afternoon between 4 and 5, the art of the canter. I want to thank Craig for controlling, to wish you well. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening. The weather is absolutely perfect. Go well. Thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure being in your company.